This editorial has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 17, Number 4, June 2016. This author of this editorial is Rory McGreal, co-editor, at Athabasca University. In this issue of IRRODL, we are catching up with many articles that have been too long in the pipeline. We have been very busy evaluating and then capitating a very large number of submissions from many countries. As with the previous issue, this one is packed with 19 articles and a book review. We begin with 3 articles from Africa on access, entrepreneurship, and openness. Then the focus changes to the teacher with a critique and a look at expectations and perceptions. Learning design issues are the focus of the next group of articles, including open design and guidelines. Investigations into factors affecting learning follow, including e-readiness awareness, biography, perceptions, and multilingual facilitation. Finally, mobile learning issues are addressed in the last 2 articles. Chawinga and Zosi lead in this issue with their article Increasing Access to Higher Education Through Open and Distance Learning, Empirical Findings from Mzuzu University, Malawi. They explore the difficulties in opening access to a blended learning program, using Moore's transactional distance theory to study the benefits and challenges associated with the delivery of an ODL university program. Amadi Achendu, Phillips, Chadakufa, and Visser, in their paper entitled Entrepreneurial Education in a Tertiary Context, A Perspective of the University of South Africa, explore entrepreneurship at UNISA, suggesting that more entrepreneurial education can help South Africa meet its development goals. And Muganda, Samzuji and Malinson's article, Analytical Insights on the Position, Challenges, and Potential for Promoting OER in ODL Institutions in Africa, provides us with insights into the challenges and potential for promoting OER. They identify capacity building, collaboration, and visibility as enabling strategies. Teacher education is investigated by Kruger, Van Rensburg, and DeWitt in another African context. In their investigation entitled Meeting Teacher Expectations in a DL Professional Development Program, a Case Study for Sustained Applied Competences Program Outcome, they address and compare the need to meet participant expectations for a program. In a Turkish study entitled A Critical Look at a Blended English Language Teacher Education Program with an Emphasis on the Practicum, KOC Sadilla differentiates the problems between those associated with the student teachers and those related to the program. Learning design is the focus of the submission by Richardson, Besser, Kohler, Lim, and Strait in the U.S. Their study, Instructors' Perceptions of Instructor Presence in Online Learning Environments, shows the importance of teacher presence using various communication strategies. The appropriately titled Design and Development of a Learning Design Virtual Internship Program is the subject of Ruggiero and Berm's paper. They argue that with the increase in the take-up of graduate courses by working adults, virtual internships are becoming more necessary. Astuzi, Conradi, Decouvreur, Detand, and Saldin, in their paper The Role of Reappropriation in Open Design, use a case study to focus on reappropriation cycles in global discussions. In the next paper, Guidelines for Transferring Residential Courses into Web, Tuzin and Sinner recommends a roadmap for adapting traditional courses for online delivery, describing an e-course design model. More guidelines and a checklist are provided by Radovan and Purda in their article Developing Guidelines for Evaluating the Adaptation of Accessible Web-Based Learning Materials, specifically providing a roadmap for adapting content for use by students with dyslexia by focusing on the technical aspects. E-readiness is the subject of Sopu, Chisaki, and Usagawa's study Use of Facebook by Secondary School Students at Nuku'alofa as an indicator of e-readiness for e-learning in the Kingdom of Tonga. Their findings suggest that secondary students have developed e-readiness which supports their e-learning through their use of social networking. Effects of Group Awareness and Self-Regulation Levels on Online Learning Behaviors by Lin, SZU, and Lai shows how these effects can impact student participation. Similarly, Boda and Kutsiya in their paper, The Influence of Biographical Factors on Adult Learner Self-Directedness in an Open Distance Learning Environment, investigated self-direction in e-learning, adding the variable of biographical factors and revealing significant differences. Yet another factor, namely student perceptions of service quality, was investigated by Martinez Argules and Batala. Busquets in their paper perceived service quality and student loyalty in an online university. They expanded their study beyond teaching to include perceptions of administrative and auxiliary services. Their research suggests that the management of service quality is important in ensuring student retention. Colas, Slope, and Garita. Domingo's submission The Effect of Multilingual Facilitation on Active Participation in MOOCs identifies the use of the native language for discussions in English language courses as a critical factor in supporting social dynamics. Instructional environments and learner traits in relation to learning outcomes is the subject of Lim, Park, and Kang's study Structural Relationships of Environments, Individuals, and Learning Outcomes in Korean Online University Settings, which reveals significant functional connections among several learner traits. Sarab, Al-Shibli, and Badersha's paper, an empirical study of factors driving the adoption of mobile learning in Omani higher education, introduces empirical factors supporting the adoption of mobile learning. Using the technology acceptance model, they identified the following factors as influencing learners' adoption of m-learning: ease of use, usefulness, enjoyment, suitability, and social and economic background. In the last paper of this issue, using the MCES to evaluate and optimize m-learning professional development, Power, Christo, Gimbert, Bartoletti, and Kilgore examined self-efficacy in mobile learning, pointing out the usefulness of the scale for planning and evaluation in professional development training for teachers. This issue also includes a book review on networked learning. Once again, I hope you find personally useful content in this issue. Please share with your friends and colleagues. IRRODL is an open access journal. It can be shared. We want to ensure that as many readers as possible get the opportunity. This is the end of the editorial. The full text of this editorial is available at the IRRODL website, www.irrodl.org. Goodbye.